Hey Gratitude Seeker, today we will talk about sparking Thanksgiving conversations, what they are, and what benefits they bring to you and to other people. First, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. As you know by now, whenever I have a good idea that I think can be useful for you, or I'm doing something that I realize can be helpful for many people, I love to share it. And I want to begin with the fact that I'm really bad at chit-chat. I'm an introvert, and rather than speak about nonsense, I'd rather just be with my own thoughts and meditate or go through my gratitudes. But when I do have conversations, I like to make them meaningful and positive. And one great way of doing that is through questions. This way we can direct the conversation and make it enjoyable for all parties. Usually we as humans connect through complaining. When we complain about the same things, it makes us feel connected somehow. It creates a bond. Like if we're complaining about the traffic or the political system or healthcare, it somehow makes us feel that we belong, that we are not alone in our complaining. And I'm not saying that these things aren't true and they shouldn't be discussed, but I want to give you another perspective, an alternative for having different kinds of conversations. Let me give you an example. If you're in a cab or in an Uber, ask the driver what's their funniest experience with clients while driving. That will make him recollect positive memories that make him laugh, that bring a feeling of joy, making him remember the good parts of his job. And at the same time, you're getting some positive conversation going. Maybe you laugh a little as well, and it just creates a positive atmosphere. Let me give you another example. For instance, if you're on a plane and you feel like socializing, you can ask the person sitting beside you about positive experiences from their life. Like if it's a business trip and there are business people there, you can ask about their best client experience or the best experience they had with their employer or the best business deal that they made. What happens when you do this is that they think of their best experiences and they get them back into the present moment, they relive it. And you're also doing the same thing because you think of your own best experience when you're putting the question. And when you're engaging with his experience, it's actually a clever way of asking what you're grateful for without actually asking it directly. And other questions of this kind can be, and how did you guys meet? What did you like best about Bali or Thailand or wherever the person is telling you they have traveled to? What did you find fascinating there? What did you like about living in X country? I think you get the idea by now. These questions automatically take people to those beautiful memories. And I don't know if you are too, but I am fascinated and I'm curious about knowing the answers to these questions. I really believe we can learn from anyone and we can have enriching conversations. You can do this with strangers if you feel it's right for you, with friends, with family. And now it's a really good moment to start because people are more open to giving thanks, to focusing more on what they're grateful for. But I believe that we shouldn't be grateful only one day per year, and we shouldn't be spreading gratitude just this one day. And sparking these Thanksgiving conversations actually helps with spreading the gratitude, with getting more people to focus on the things that are working in their life, on the things that they appreciate. And trust me, by doing this, you will feel great too. And as an addition to this, one thing that I'm doing automatically by now is that before going into a conversation, I look for things that I appreciate about that person. And I like to start by stating the thing that I appreciate about them. Of course, at times it can be awkward to start with that. And in those moments, I bring up the thing that I appreciate about them whenever it's relevant in the conversation, of course. So I invite you to try it out. Right now, look around you and see what you appreciate about the people that you see. And if it's relevant and you feel comfortable, tell them. One thing that I found fascinating was the fact that after business speeches that were really good, very few people went to the speaker and told them that they found the speech helpful or how they found it helpful. And even though he or she was a good speaker, they might not have known that they actually made a positive impact without the feedback of at least a particular person telling them that. And I know this because I've been in both situations, as a speaker and also as a member of the audience that actually went up to the speaker and thanked them and told them what I appreciated about them and about their speech. So whenever you see something that you appreciate about another person, if it's socially acceptable, of course, let them know. That creates a really beautiful connection and it can actually make their day. So to wrap this up, you can spark Thanksgiving conversations by asking people about the positive experiences that they had in their life. And this can be very different from one person to another, but I'm sure you get the idea. In this way, you and the person you're making a conversation with will have a positive experience that lasts long after the conversation ended. So I invite you to try it out and see how it works for you. I'm guessing that you will enjoy it and you will want to continue this type of Thanksgiving conversation because it really enriches our life and the life of the ones we interact with. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Giorgio and Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude. If you want to support a good cause and also teach your child gratitude, Kathleen Kruger created an illustrated book called Thankful Frankie that encourages a habit of gratitude in both the children and the adults who read it. You can find out more about how you can support this book and what you will get by supporting it by visiting the link in the description.